Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jujunyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights transformative role played by women in journey towards developed India. Pevima Village Council not to comply with the deduction of 30% wage under MNREGA. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee expresses concern over alleged unauthorized deductions of MNREGA funds from beneficiaries. And Akashvani celebrates its 90 years as public broadcaster. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India, underlining the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi reaffirmed that in all sectors, including science, education, sports, startups, and the armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. In a social media post, he noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. The Prime Minister cited Ujwala Yojana as a milestone that brought smog-free kitchens to several homes. As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years, India's education sector has undergone a massive transformation. Path-breaking initiatives like the National Education Policy, PM Schools for Rising India, Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan, PM E-Vidya, among others, have significantly shaped the educational curriculum of the country. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Vice Chancellor of University of Delhi, Yogesh Singh said education has been the most powerful and effective tool in this journey.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में भारत की सरकार ने उल्लेखनीय काम किया है। शायद ही कोई ऐसा क्षेत्र होगा जहां पर सरकार ने अपनी छाप न छोड़ी हो। और जहां तक शिक्षा की बात है, उसमें तो राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति के माध्यम से कई परिवर्तन लाने का प्रयास चल रहा है। बहुत सारी चीजों का समावेश इसमें करने का प्रयास है कि व्यक्ति का व्यक्तित्व निर्माण भी हो, बुद्धि भी हो, समझ भी हो, साथ में उसमें स्किल पे भी उसको फोकस देने का प्रयास है। कोर डिसिप्लिन्स भी हैं और अंडरग्रेजुएट स्टडीज को 4 साल का किया ताकि भारत में बच्चे को सही समय मिले कि वो इनोवेशन क्रिएटिव
The Pevima Kacharigaon Village Council has resolved that it will not comply with the 30% wage component demanded by the Rural Development Department under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act MNREGA for the financial year 2024-25. Council Chairman Vito Zhao informed that the decision was taken during a general meeting of the village. He added that a resolution was submitted to the department. Mr. Zhao said daily wage of 234 rupees per person under MNREGA is now directly credited to beneficiary bank accounts, out of which the department has instructed the village council to collect 30% and return it to the department. The council also alleged that the department has been asking for 50% deduction from the material component. The council has urged the government to stop taking villagers' money and asked other villagers to join their resistance. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, has expressed outrage and concern over alleged unauthorized and illegal deductions from Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA funds from beneficiaries across Nagaland by Rural Development Department. A press release from the NPCC said that these funds represent the lifeblood of rural aspirations, not only driving critical grassroots level infrastructure development, but also serving as a vital instrument to provide social security to the most marginalized communities. Accusing the Rural Development Department of abusing its power, it called on the Minister of RD Department and the state government to take immediate and decisive action to put an end to this rampant corruption. The NPCC also urged the concerned authorities to ensure that those involved are identified and penalized in accordance with the law of the land. Akashvani celebrates its 90 years today. This day, on June 8, 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio, AIR. This red letter day marks a special moment in the cultural, information and broadcasting history of the country, where a voice was born that would echo through generations.
Post-independence, AIR expanded rapidly, adopting the name Akashvani in 1956. Today, Akashvani operates 591 stations, reaching 98% of India's population and broadcasting broadcasting in 23 languages and 146 dialects. Akashvani's external service division broadcasts to over 100 countries, projecting India's voice globally, living up to its noble ideals of Bahujan Hitai, Bahujan Sukhai. The news service division of AIR strives to provide news and views to every dweller in this vast country in varied terrains 24/7. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we discuss ease of living, how reforms and initiatives have made daily life simpler, more secure and more dignified for every citizen.
Improving the everyday lives of middle class has been a central focus of governance over the last decade. From housing and healthcare to urban mobility and digital access, the government has made sustained efforts to make life simpler, more secure and more convenient for the middle class. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, more than 1.16 crore houses have been sanctioned and nearly 93 lakh homes have already been completed or handed over. While the Smart Cities Mission has transformed infrastructure with over 93% of 7,545 proof projects completed. Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has emerged as one of the world's largest publicly funded health assurance schemes with over 41 crore Ayushman cards issued. The rise of Jan Aushadhi Kendras, now numbering over 16,000, has made quality medicines up to 80% cheaper. Aadhaar, now covering over 141 crore citizens, continues to streamline welfare delivery and reduce leakages. Together, these initiatives ensure India's growing middle class lives with pride, convenience and confidence. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Naga Council Dimapur NCD has urged the state government to initiate immediate discussions with landholders to resolve issues of land encroachment hampering the upgradation of Dimapur Railway Station into a world-class station. In a statement, the council reminded the government to hold coordination meeting and appealed to the landholders to act with a spirit of sacrifice. The NCD expressed a deep concern over the lack of progress for an amicable settlement between the landholders and the state government. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Vakrasana or the spinal twist posture. Vakra means twisted. In this asana, the spine is twisted, which has a rejuvenating effect on its functioning. This increases flexibility of the spine, helps to overcome constipation, dyspepsia. The asana also stimulates pancreas and helps in the management of diabetes. Assam Rifles organized an awareness program cum drawing competition at Government Higher Secondary School Sechazubza yesterday to commemorate the upcoming International Day of Yoga. 90 students participated in the event, showcasing the essence and benefits of yoga through their artwork. As part of the event, a special lecture was conducted highlighting the importance of yoga in daily life, particularly focusing on its physical, mental and emotional benefits for children. The competition concluded with a prize distribution ceremony where winners were felicitated. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights transformative role played by women in journey towards developed India. Pevima Village Council not to comply with deduction of 30% wage under MNREGA. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee expresses concern over alleged unauthorized deductions of MNREGA funds from beneficiaries. And Akashvani celebrates its 90 years as public broadcaster. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.